Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Julius Adewumi of the Gospel Distribution Ministry. I'm going to continue the book of Revelation chapter 13, which we started in the previous broadcast. We are now discussing verse 12. If you have your Bible, open to the book of Revelation chapter 13, beginning from verse 12, and the Lord bless your heart. Verse 12, says, and he exercised all the power of the first beast, which means this is also another country, and a super country with super government and military government. That's why I say he exercised all the power of the first beast. If the first beast was European economic community, the first beast is European countries joined in alliance. This one also is in alliance with the other first beast, according to what he said he exercised all the power of the first beast. And he caused the heart to and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Now, we didn't talk about what was this deadly wound that was healed. I will tell you what was the deadly wound. Just think of the European country that we said. Many, many, many years ago, there was the East Europe and West Europe that looked as if they can never agree together. That was a serious wound to the European governments, European countries. Now, what do you see right now in the year 2000? This wound has been healed. There's no more Eastern Europe that is fighting against the Western Europe. So that wound has been completely healed. That is prophecy that was said in this book, that that wound will be healed. There will be no more East and West fighting one another. Cold War. It's no more Cold War right now. It has been healed. That is what fulfillment of that. And that fulfillment of that is this. Think of what happened in the Second World War during the time of Adolf Hitler. Germany, after the Second World War, Germany was split into two. East Germany and West Germany. And there was a war that separated them. That was a deadly wound that separated that country. And in 1989 and beyond, that deadly wound was healed again when East Germany and West Germany came back to become one single Germany. And the war was broken down when the president of the former Soviet Union suddenly turned things around and said he was not going to have that anymore. Just think about it. The deadly wound was healed. That is being fulfilled in this generation. The deadly wound of the European countries was healed. And this is prophesying exactly what the European countries are. And that's why we are revealing that to you right here. He said, this second beast, though, was the one that was making the whole world to worship this beast. What does that really mean? I will tell you, what is this second beast represent? This second beast is representing the American continent, because this continent here, the American continent, is the North and the South America joined together. Look like two separate land masses, but it's just North and South America. And if you look at these two countries, you also see that two major countries in the North America especially are USA and Canada. Those two countries presented themselves as Christian nations, USA and Canada. They presented themselves as Christian nations like a lamb. But all their policies will still be like the dragon, because they are just part of the world. That's what the Bible prophesied to us. Those are the two horns, as far as the Lord has written to me. Those two horns was representing Canada and United States of America. Now, when you also see what was going to take place in this last part of what this second beast did or will do, you will notice that it was this second beast that was doing all the miracles, that's the scientific things and the technological advancement coming from the Western world, from this America and Canada. And this beast was the one that was making fire come down. It was from this USA and Canada, these powers of these nations of the Western world, that they started the nuclear bomb. That's like fire coming down from the sky. And that is what has been prophesied here. And let's go on and read some more. Verse 30 said, and he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by his sword and did live. Now you see, but he said the wound was by his sword. There was wars, Second World War. And the European countries were broken into two, East Europe and West Europe, East Germany and West Germany, but they were healed by the end of the world. Now they said this second beast is making the world to worship the beast that was healed. And how is this taking place? I will give you another hint, because God is revealing this to us. This American continent, or the United States of America, is the champion that has been championing democracy, because democracy is almost like what you see in the Western countries. The democratic government is what you see in the Western countries, all European countries. Now, who is the champion for democracy that's trying to say every country must go democracy? And it was the United States of America. That second beast with two horns was always pushing for the democracy and wanting to torpedo any government through their secret agents if they do not embrace democracy. And that is what you are seeing being prophesied here. Say that he make his... Let's read it in verse 14. He deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. The miracles are the technological miracles. Look at the internet right now. Look at the miracle of the radio waves. Look at the miracles of the fire coming down from heaven, nuclear weapons started from this North America. Those are the things that deceived the world. When Apostle John was writing this, he couldn't actually picture it like we can see right now, but he called it, he said they are deceiving the world. You see, they are deceiving the world by making the governments of the world bow down to democracy and thinking democracy is the way to go. Look at all the third world countries. They say democracy is the way to go because they see it look like it works in Europe. It looks like it works in America. The democracy is the way to go. So it's like making all the countries to make an image unto this European countries. I mean, be like them. That's what image means. When he say he ask them to make an image unto the beast, it's more or less saying, hey, make your government look like this government. And everybody is making their government look like the parliamentary government of England or the government of the democratic government in America, party to party system. They are making images to the beast. I'm not saying those are bad or wrong. I'm just saying that it is the plan, it is what has been prophesied. You may say, well, that seems to be the only thing that works. Yes, but that is what has been prophesied. It's not the images they are making that is wrong. It's just a matter that is the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of Satan, the satanic kingdom ruling the world right now. And all those things are taking place until the kingdom of God will come. So no matter what governmental system they are using, does not make any difference. The kingdom of God is going to come according to the book of Daniel, which does not follow this pattern of governmental systems, whether democracy or dictatorship or communism, all of those European things that every country is made to follow is not what's going to work. When God takes over, it's theocracy, God ruling upon the earth. Now let's go on anyway, because this story is actually telling us, this particular chapter 13 is telling us what governments will be doing what at the end of the world. And I just reveal them to you. European countries were represented in the first beast. The American countries were represented in the second beast with two horns, America, USA, and Canada. And they are spearheading all of the technological advances that look like miracles, that look like magic. Look at the internet. Look at telephone. Look at cell phone right now. You can call anywhere from anywhere. Look at the satellite motion. They are all pioneered. And the advancement and all the development was from the North American continent and then the Western European countries also. Now let's see what more things the Bible says they will be doing. Verse 15 says, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as will not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Now we know that this image of the beast that he's talking about here look like a single person that his image will be talking. And that is actually the development of television. Because just think of Apostle John looking at the television screen 2,000 years ago. He wouldn't know what to call it. He said it looked like the image of somebody. But how can they make him to talk? He's talking, we are hearing him. So that is exactly what he was describing here. That it was this beast, that is this government, this country of Northern America, that we developed this system of image talking, which is the television system. It started right now in Northern America. And right now it's all over the world. So it will make that image to be able to talk, and it's making people to worship the image, because at the end of the world there will be a form of worship where they're actually making allegiance to the Western world in the form of agreement with them. And that is exactly what is describing. Many times we look at these Bible verses, we think of it as if it's a religious worship.
where people are bowing down to an image. It does not have to be religious worship. God, in the book of Revelation, is actually giving us a prophecy that is telling us that all these things will be like this at the end of the world. And the worshiping is more like agreement in alliance with them, or doing what they do, or following them. That is worship. And that is exactly what I'm trying to make you to see. I'm bringing it down to simplicity. Because many times people expect something great, and yet God is walking in simplicity. When the Lord Jesus came to the world, the Jews and the rabbis were expecting the Messiah to come from somewhere in Bethlehem. And they were refusing to accept this man from Galilee, because they couldn't understand the scripture. The scripture does not actually say he has to be raised in Bethlehem. He said he has to come out of Bethlehem. He was born in Bethlehem, but that was when he was a baby. Yeah, he lived and was raised in Nazareth in Galilee. They couldn't see that, and they didn't, even if they have heard, let's assume that somebody told them that, but this man was born in Bethlehem, they still would not accept that. You see, they have their expectation that they expected him to be from this city. I mean, he has to be born and raised and have his ministry from that city, Bethlehem. They are not thinking the way God is thinking. So that's why I'm trying to make you to see that many times we read prophecy and we put our own interpretation on it as if this is how we expect it to happen. And if it does not happen that way, we missed it. And that is why I'm trying to reveal this to you, that many times we think that this worshipping of the beast will be like, there will be an image, everybody will be bowing down to that image, whereas the whole world is already worshipping right now in the democracy that all governments of the world are part of, are trying to make their government look like the democratic governments of the European countries or American countries. That is worship that we are talking about. When you say images, we talk. Television is already talking, and people are tuning in. They would like to, and that is going to continue till the end of the world. This is what has been prophesied. This simplicity things, simple things that have been taking place in our generation, is what is prophesied in the book of Revelation chapter 13. And more will still come, because he went further and said, anyone that will not worship you will be killed. What do you think about that? People assume that, well, that means physical person will be killed. Well, these governments are being killed. Don't you remember? Many governments were being killed through the American secret agents when they try to support a government that is, they support the rebellious. If there's a rebel or a civil war in another country, they support any part of it, or the rebel that is going to torpedo this government, if that government is not part of the one that they want. If this government of a particular country is not supporting democracy like they want him to support democracy, they support the enemy. They support the rebel or the rebel leaders to torpedo that government. So what does that mean? That means they kill that government. That is also can be a fulfillment of this prophecy that said, anyone that will not worship the image will be killed. They are killing governments if they are not following their image. They are killing governments if they are not doing the things. They kill many governments that are dictatorship just because they do not do they do not rule their country just the way they want it to be done. So that is part of being killed. Now, there also will be persecution at the end of the world, and that is going to take place, as I will read the next verse. He said, he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Now, that part of it is going to come to the individual. I've described all the things I've described so far has to do with governments of the world, countries against countries, American countries doing things to governments of the world. Now, the part of it that we get to the individual is when they begin to mark individual people, and that is already being lined up right now. In many of the Western world, you cannot buy anything unless you have a credit card. And what is credit card? It's just a card that has your number, and that is where you buy and you sell. You can buy things on credit and then pay at the end of the month or pay later. Now, the whole world is almost following that same pattern. And what they are now trying to see is that, well, if everybody has to be carrying a card, that card is not safe. So they are going to just say, well, all you need in the card is actually the number. So they are now going to be trying to put the number in somebody's hand, like a tattoo on somebody's forehead. That is being planned right now. It's like saying your ID card or your passport number, instead of carrying a passport in your pocket that may be lost, maybe they should just tattoo the passport number on your forehead or in the palm of your hand. That is being planned underground right now as we speak. They have the technology, they have the means of doing that right now, and they are trying to sell it to the government. I mean, the technology world is trying to sell it to the government so that the government can begin to tattoo people like animals, so that they will know that if you are not, if you have no number, you can't move. You will not be able to get into the country or travel out if you don't have that tattoo. Or you won't be able to buy or sell. Or the bank won't be able to take your money because the money will be going from bank to bank without any currency anymore. And that is being planned. And they are going to result at the end of the world that we are talking about. It's only going to be numbering systems, computerized numbering systems, where everybody will have his number written somewhere upon their hand or upon their forehead. God has seen that coming 2,000 years ahead and is telling this to us. And I'm telling you right now, because I live in America, that they are already working on this. From the news we are hearing, that some technological, some companies have devised this equipment that they can use to be putting numbers on people. They're already using this type of equipment to put number on animals, on cows, on cattle, on goats, so that all the farmers can know their goats and their cows without putting a tag on their neck. It's just embedded in their skin. And that is what they use to know their cows as they take them to the market or things like that. But right now, they are trying to use the same equipment to tattoo human beings. And they are talking about it. The government have not bought into it yet, but the companies that wanted to sell it to the government to use it as an identity card, they are already trying to sell it to the government. And this is going on underground. And God has already seen that they will use it at the end of the world. But the Bible has a word for every believer, that anyone that received that type of number on his body is going to be lost. We have his name in the book of, in the lake of fire. That you see that in the book of Revelation chapter 14. So what we are saying then is that this beast, this third beast, is the one that is making this to happen. This second beast, called the North American countries, the lamb that spoke like dragon, through his technological advancement, is making all of these things happen and making the whole world to buy it. When they start the internet, the whole world is now on the internet. When they start the telephone, cell phone, the whole world is now buying cell phone. And the same way, they are going to begin to tattoo human beings and put, and Bible God said, wait a minute, that is when they are going too far, because we are not to be numbered and put numbers upon their skin for anything. God, that created mankind, said that should not be done. He told Israel they should not even be counting the people, the census that people do. God said before they begin to do any census, they must make a sacrifice. When David in the book of Kings made a census and count all the people of Israel, there was a plague on the land. That is part of the law of God. God said, no, don't count them. Just let them be multiplying and breeding all over the earth. The Bible said that is what he said. He said that, be ye, let me read for you, the plan of God is not the plan of mankind. Men are trying to control population, but God that created the population, he has a way of controlling it himself. So he doesn't want people to be tampering with that. But when they tamper with it, it's the devil trying to kill human beings. That is the plan of the devil from the beginning. The Bible said the devil was a murderer, a liar from the beginning, and the father of lies. From the beginning, he has been a murderer. That's why he killed. And what he was trying to do when he began to number people, he knew that it was against God, and plague will be following it. And the same thing, the number is there when they put it upon their forehead and in their hand, is a call for plague, for falling back from God. God said in Genesis chapter 1, he said, be fruitful. That's what God told mankind when he created mankind. God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. That is the word of God to mankind. When God created Adam and Eve, in verse 28 of Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, he said, God blessed them and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it. Now, a lot of people say, well, that is only them, because there are just two of them, so until when they come to a time, they have to stop multiplying. No, God didn't say that. God never withdraw that word. But human beings are trying to control population. They are trying to say, don't have more than one boy and two children. All of those Western world, European countries are doing that. They want only to have one boy and one girl, no more. But God said, be fruitful and multiply. Don't let anybody deceive you. The devil has his hand in all of those things that are going on in the world. Population control, the devil has a hand in it. They are killing their babies in abortion all over European countries and American countries. Through abortion, they are killing their babies. And that's why they are making weapons, because if there is a war, if that war is going to be by sheer number of how many soldiers do you have, they are going to have less soldiers than the people that are multiplying. So that's why they are making weapons of mass destruction to defend themselves. You see, but God is not easy. God is saying, be fruitful and multiply. And the Western world and the world as it is right now, the generation that we are living right now, have been doing the opposite. They have been killing their babies before they are born, just for free sex, free love, just to keep themselves doing whatever they want to do, not fearing God. But God said the payday is coming. And that is what we are preaching unto you, that this beast is the champ, is the spearheading all of those things that is taking place in the world. Worshipping the image is the same thing. And he said he also caused them, rich and poor, to have that mark upon their right hand or in their forehead. That is already been planned. And here is the wisdom that God gave to us. He said, here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. That number has baffled people for centuries. That what does that mean? 666. What could that mean? And in this generation, people have said that simply symbolizes the computerization, computer system. Or it could be the numbering system that will mean anything. Whatever it means, it simply means there will be numbering system of mankind. Where technology is beginning to use number to number people. On the computer, that's what they're using. They use number to recognize every person. As long as the number is still put in the paper, it's okay. But when they begin to put it on and branded it upon human being, that is when God said it is not, we have gone too far. But the Bible is saying, anyone that receives that mark will receive the wrath of God. And at the end of the world, that is where the persecution of the believers will come. Those who have known this truth, when they cannot buy and sell, and if they are still around on the earth, they are to resist it. If they cannot buy and sell, unless they get the mark, there will be persecution because there will be suffering. But those that endure to the end shall be saved. That's what the Bible said. Because the word of God has said it, those who know the word of God will resist those temptations. They will resist the devil. They will resist taking the mark of the beast. And that mark of the beast is simply the same thing as the number of the beast, or the numbering system that you are talking about, or the name of the beast, which is all in form of trading systems, worshipping of their technological system, or worshipping of their trading system and monetary system. In fact, many people have prophesied or predicted that there will be a time when the currencies of the world will be cancelled and there will be no more currency. That may not take place in your country where you are listening to me. It may not be as effective in your country, but it may be taking effect in the European countries where the rest of the population is. It may be taking effect in the American countries, because there will be some of the countries of the world that are so remote that they most likely will not be affected by some of these things. But God is talking on a worldwide scope, so that maybe some will escape all these things that we are taking place, but just by the sheer knowledge that they are very remote, they are in their villages, they don't even know what we are talking about. But when the world war that is going to be the result of all this trouble, or the result of all the devil's activities in the world, when that world war will take place, and the nuclear war that is going to destroy masses will take place, whether you are in your village, that radiation will cover all villages too. Whether you don't know what is going on in the world politics, when they begin to bomb the whole world, you are not safe either. The only salvation, the only safe place is in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I'm preaching to you today. Why are we preaching all of these things if it's going to happen only in America or only in Europe? When there are going to be world war, and the nuclear war bombs that they already have, that is, they have enough nuclear bombs that to destroy everything on this planet Earth. So if that takes place, and it's coming to take place soon, their third world war will take place soon, because we have preached that in the earlier verses when God said, we bring all nations against Jerusalem to battle. When that takes place and nuclear bomb is used, you that is in your remote village and you think, well, we don't take the mark of the beast, you are not safe either. Because the radiation will cover the whole world. It will be like a plague that will cover all the earth. Because Apostle Peter actually mentioned that this world that we are in has been reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of the ungodly. The fire he was talking about, where he said the heavens shall melt. And that melting is actually a nuclear blast. People have realized it now, after we have seen how the nuclear bombs have been used, that if so many of the nuclear balls the air right now is used, even the sky will melt. All the clouds will just only be as if they are on fire. That is what the nuclear radiation will do. All the water vapors in the sky will begin to burn. And that is what destroys masses. But God said he will stop it before everything is destroyed. God said if the days were not shortened, no flesh will be saved. But because of the elect, there will still be elect of God on earth. God said he will save, he will stop it. That is, nuclear bomb that is destroying all things will just suddenly stop and become non-effective anymore. because God said we stop it before everything is destroyed. That is the only hope this human beings have on earth. This is the only hope that mankind have on earth, that Christ will stop that radiation before it destroys everything on earth. That is why I said the only salvation is in Jesus. The only way of escape is in Jesus. So when you are listening to what I'm preaching to, you don't say, well, that will happen in America, I'm not going there. Don't say, well, that will happen in Europe, I'm not going there. Even when the world war starts, you are not safe in your village either. So come to Jesus today. Repent and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Let him come into your heart and fill you with the Holy Spirit, because only Jesus can save. Some of the us that are Christians, Bible said in Revelation chapter 12, we shall disappear before all these things take place, to go and meet Jesus Christ in the sky. And you want to prepare to be one of those by prayer, by fasting, by living holy and looking unto Jesus. He said, pray that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall take place upon the world, and to stand before the Son of Man. Not just to escape, because some people that die before that time have escaped these things we are describing. But if they die in their sins, they go to hell, they are not standing before the Son of Man. But the Lord Jesus Christ said, you should pray that you may be accounted worthy to escape all those evil things that shall come upon the world, and to also stand before the Son of Man. So if you escape by dying, make sure that you die in Christ, and so that you can stand before God and live again on this planet. But if you come to Jesus today, you can be one of them that are going to meet Jesus Christ in the sky before all these things take place. And we're asking you to come to Jesus today. Ask him to come into your heart. Repent from your sins, because it is the sin of the world that is going to make all these things happen. Countries hating countries, says man hating man, neighbors hating neighbors, and all this confrontation, civil war in every country, every small country. Why are they fighting? They will say it's because they are mistreating our tribes, whereas it's actually some leaders that wanted to just become president, and they wanted to gather some gangs among themselves and kick the other people, and so that they can become president of the country. It's always self-centered, self-interest is what most of them are trying to do. It's all self-interest. Sometimes they will be covering their self-interest by trying to say, we are fighting for our tribe, or we are fighting for our people. Most of the time, if you go back to the bottom of it, it's still self-interest. Those leaders of those groups, those leaders of those parties that are fighting one another, if you go to the bottom of it, it's self, they are only serving their interest. Let them become the leader right now, and they will begin to show that they only want to fill their pocket with the spoil of the money they will steal from the government, from the people. The money belongs to the people, but yet they are filling their own pocket with it. It's self-interest they are fighting, and they are fighting for. So don't let them deceive you. Come to Jesus today, and now let Jesus Christ fill your heart, so that you are looking up for the kingdom of God that is coming, where there will be righteousness. That is the only hope the human beings have for now. That is the only hope for mankind, the kingdom of God that is coming to take over the earth, where righteousness alone will reign supreme, and only the saints of God will reign. And he wants you to be a saint of God. He's inviting you right now. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, said the Lord Jesus Christ, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. For my burden, he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus Christ is calling you. Come to him, let him fill your heart with the Holy Ghost, so that you may have a hope of eternal life. Won't you come today? I pray that the Lord touch you and give you the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray for all the people that are listening right now. Touch their heart, give them the understanding, and let them repent now and come to Jesus and be saved in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to write to us, write to Evangelist Julius Adeyemi.
Write to the Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050, USA.
Evangelist Julius, Gospel Distribution Ministry,
Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050, USA.
You can get all our literatures on the internet at gospeldistribution.org. www.gospeldistribution, that's one word, gospeldistribution.org. And we shall send you some literature. If you send us email on the internet, our email address is webmaster@gospeldistribution.org.